This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
They still talk about this event in the Billy Graham organization. There was one particular crusade in some city, I don't know what city. It was pouring rain the day of one of the meetings. I mean, they said it wasn't raining, it was pouring, constantly pouring down rain on this particular evening of the crusade. It was so bad that people weren't just wet, people were soaked. If you had a raincoat, you still were soaked. It was that kind of rain, blowing rain. So a decision was made quickly by those in leadership for the crusade saying, you know, we just can't make people sit through an hour service. And quickly, Billy Graham just got up at 7:30 when it was to start, soaking wet himself, and said, folks, we're not going to make you sit through a service, a special music, and a 300-voice choir and all that. All I'm going to do is say this. Jesus Christ died on a cross for your sins, and he was buried. And he rose again. If you need Christ in your life, you come forward right now. And hundreds of people swarmed forward. No message, no special music by some hot singer of the day, no 300-voice choir, just people streaming to the front saying, I need Jesus Christ in my life. Why? The preaching of the cross. That's all. All Billy Graham said was that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. He was buried and he rose again. There is power to the message of verse 18 that says the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are dying or perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. I don't want anybody to raise their hand, but there are men and women in all three services today. At one point in their life, they thought it was a joke. They thought the cross was just some kind of a religious event that people talk about. Maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. Maybe it was real, maybe it's fiction, but now that they have come to know Christ and his forgiveness, it's the pivotal point of their life, just like it is for some of you. It's the day you point to, the day your sins were forgiven. And you know what personalizes the cross for me? I don't know if this works for you, is to realize that when Christ died on the cross, every sin that I ever have committed, every sin that I ever will commit, was on Christ at that moment. Forget about him dying for the sins of the world. I'm talking about him dying for your sin in particular, and my sin in particular. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who are dying spiritually, perishing spiritually. But to those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God. I was looking up some material one time on the internet about stages of life. There's a lot written. There are books. Gail Sheehy wrote a book on the stages of people's lives. And sometimes maybe you have focused on the different stages in your life, and you know where you're at in your life journey. And I found this from 1612. That's a long time ago. For 10 years, a child. At 20 years, a youth. At 30 years, a man or woman. At 40 years, well done. At 50 years, stationary. I guess in 1612, they thought when you hit 50, you're stationary, so that's what it said. At 60 years, old age begins. That may be an announcement for somebody today. Old age begins at 60. At 70 years, an old man or woman. At 80 years, no longer wise. At 90 years, the scorn of your children. And 100 years, may God have mercy on your soul. At 100 years, may God have mercy on your soul. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You need God's mercy, whatever age you are. And you need the mercy that's demonstrated by the cross. By the cross of Jesus Christ. That's where the power is.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.